This is 5 minutes to change your life. My name is Joanne Mallon. I'm an author and coach. I love helping people to make wee changes that make a massive difference in their lives. Give me 5 minutes of your time today. Just might change your life. When I'm coaching clients, big part of any coaching session is identifying people's goals and then helping them to achieve whatever it is that they want to achieve. And often as part of that coaching conversation, I'll ask the question of the client, what might stop you from doing whatever it is that you say you want to do? Which very often brings up the subject of self-sabotage. Because sometimes I find people know themselves really well and they'll admit that they have a tendency to self-sabotage. Now, this is not altogether a bad thing to admit to, because if you want to change something in your life, you have to be aware that you're doing it first. If you don't know something exists, how could you ever change it? So I think it's okay to hold your hand up and say, yep, I have a tendency to self-sabotage and this is how I do it. Because you have to own the behaviour in order to change the behaviour. So in stopping self-sabotage, that's really the first step. Developing an awareness that that's what you're doing. Just owning it and saying, okay, this is what I usually do. This is how I do it. And remember that self-sabotage can take many forms, including procrastination or perfectionism or overthinking. And actually, thinking about it, we've done episodes on all of those issues, so I'm going to link to them in the show notes if they turn out to be something for you. Ultimately, self-sabotage, like so many things, is very much a product of low self-esteem. It's really about the self more than it's about the sabotage. If you don't think that you deserve to have good things in your life, or that you deserve to achieve things, because this is what you believe, what we believe fuels our actions, and then our actions create our reality. So there's two ways that you can approach this. First of all, by changing what you believe about yourself, and secondly, by changing what you do. And I find that changing what you do tends to be the most popular approach when it comes to stopping self-sabotage. Because you can see what you're doing, it's kind of a more obvious place to start. And I think sometimes people tell themselves that they just need a new time management system or a shiny new laptop or whatever it might be, and suddenly everything will magically fall into place and they will stop self-sabotaging. It never works though, does it? We fall back into the old patterns so often, because really, the better place to start is by changing what you believe, because that is what is fueling everything you do. Change the fuel, you change the outcome. Because if you really believe that you can do more, then you will do more. Now, we've done quite a few episodes here on self-esteem. So if self-sabotage is an issue for you, I would urge you to go back and listen to some of those. And again, I will link to those in the show notes. Self-sabotage is so much more about the self than it is about the sabotage. The sabotage, your behaviour patterns, whatever it is that you do to trip yourself up and stop you achieving what you set out to achieve, that is how you feel about yourself becoming real in the world. If you don't think you're worth it, then you'll make sure that you don't get it. So it's all about what you feel you're worth. It's all about your self-worth. So this is not something that's an overnight or even a 5 minute fix, but neither is it impossible to change. You do have to become more aware of what you're doing when you trip yourself up, and then you can make a plan to do something different. But more importantly, you have to believe in yourself as a valuable person who deserves to thrive. And to support that, never stop telling yourself, I'm worth this. I'm worth this. I am worth this. So please share this with anyone that you think might find it useful. And if you found it useful, hey, a review would be brilliant. You can buy me a coffee on Ko-fi. Links in the show notes, as ever. Keep in touch. Let me know how you're doing. I'll talk to you soon.